I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. At a news conference today, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania Bishop Ronald Gaynor identified 71 priests and other members of the church who have been accused of child sex abuse. Bishop Gaynor stated that the diocese was holding the bishops accountable and that all their names would be taken off church properties. He also issued an apology to those that were abused, the Catholic community, and said how profoundly, quote, sorrow he was. The Harrisburg Diocese is one of six dioceses under investigation by the state and the second of the six to release information on clergy sex abuse ahead of the upcoming grand jury report. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that while President Donald Trump's executive order threatening to withhold funding from sanctuary cities is unconstitutional, a judge was incorrect in blocking it from being enforced nationwide. The ruling stated that an administration may not, quote, redistribute or withhold properly appropriated funds in order to effectuate its own policy goals. However, the appeals court also said there was not enough evidence to support banning the order nationwide. The case is being sent back to the lower court for more hearings on that issue. The Coast Guard announced that it is ordering a formal Marine Board investigation into the Missouri tourist boat accident earlier this month that killed 17 people. According to a certificate for inspection for the Ride the Ducks boat, it was on the lake at a time when the wind speed was much higher than limits allowed. Meanwhile, in California, new blazes popped up just as evacuees of the car fire, which killed 6 people, were starting to return home. Governor of California Jerry Brown pledged to provide whatever resources the state needed. It is only a month into the budget year, and the state has already spent 25% of its yearly fire budget. A new coalition of Black Catholic organizations is supporting 5 candidates for canonization. The announcement came from Xavier University in New Orleans, where a new resource center is going to be established in order to research the 5 candidates, as well as other Black Catholics. The university's president stated that research is important in order to understand the role of African Americans in building the church, as well as documenting their life, including the performance of miracles, which is needed to be canonized. The 5 candidates being supported for sainthood include 2 former slaves, 2 women who founded religious orders, and the U.S.'s first Black Catholic priest who had to train in Rome because no American seminary would accept him. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.